This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Everything from teenage hackers to Apple versus the FBI, and now apparently the FBI wanting even more phones unlocked. We haven't really gotten into that story yet. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Johnson.
We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here. Skype username is LRN.FM. We'll go to the phones and to the fun. Dave, listening in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, have you guys already talked about Shim Kellogg and his cancer?
No, I don't think that has been on the air. Go ahead. Shim Kellogg is who?
He's a state rep in New Hampshire. He's also a free stater. I think he moved in 2011.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, I think it's stage 4 colon cancer, which I don't know much about, but that sounds really scary to me. He's got he's the second Free State or state rep to have a cancer issue, while or after in office, because Jim Coffey had cancer too recently. But in his case, he's got a GoFundMe campaign up somewhere. I don't know if he put it up or if someone else put it up, but there is one. And if you Google Shim Kellogg cancer, it's pretty easy to find.
That's S-H-E-M, Shem. He's a great guy. He was a great state rep, and he was actually at a fundraiser during the Liberty Forum that seemed to be going very well. There were quite a few people there. I don't know what the final totals were as far as what was raised, but, yeah, we'll do what we can to dig up that link. Was there anything particularly that you wanted to share about Shem?
Well, as of yesterday, I think the number was $10,000. They raised $10,000 on the GoFundMe, but there might be money coming in some other way, too.
Nice.
He is actually also either a current or former planning board member, and there was something else, some other position he held. Chair of the Republican Town Committee. I guess it must be Plastow. I think he's for Plastow, but I'm not positive about that.
I mean, we actually liberty-minded folks here like Shem who have done great work in the State House, and I know that Shem and Carla also did a lot of work recruiting Free State Project participants outside of New Hampshire, going around to different conferences and doing outreach and getting people signed up for the Free State Project. The idea of gathering liberty-minded people in the same place, which is New Hampshire, and getting active. And there's absolutely no doubt that that's been a success.
Right. Yeah. I guess he was A plus rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That's no surprise being a free stater. Anyway, that's just, I don't like it when something like this happens and it's not heavily talked about, which should be, we should raise heck anytime one of our own is in trouble, whether it's nature or the government that's hurting them.
Yep. I did donate to the fundraiser. So were you calling in for another reason tonight, Dave, from RidleyReport.com?
Well, that was the main reason. I mean, I always got plenty of other things I can talk about, but that was the main reason I was calling tonight.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The community here in New Hampshire has always been real strong, when it comes to people who encounter physical difficulty in their lives. I mean, there have been people who've been through difficulties. Some have already died. I mean, the Free State Project has been here and active in New Hampshire basically since 2003. There have been people moving since then, and it's been more than a decade. So life changes, and some people unfortunately move on. Hopefully Shem will be with us for a long time. He's a really good guy, so hopefully people will contribute to that. And we see a lot of outreach within the Liberty community here. There's a lot of people who support others.
I arrived in 2008, and it was the dead of winter, and it was one of those winters where the snow was banked up very high on the sides of major roads.
Hasn't been like that this year.
That you couldn't see over it. And I had a very warm welcome with a lot of people wanted to meet me, and it was it eased what could have been very disturbing or disruptive or difficult part of my life.
So I made a tiny URL to the to Shem's GoFundMe. So it's tinyurl.com/ShemKellogg.
Cool, that's pretty easy. And we'll share it out on our Facebook.
I think I spelled it correctly. It's K-E-L-L-O-G-G.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. VirgilVeduva.com, writing about the Apple versus FBI case where a judge has issued an order saying that Apple has to basically create a backdoor in their iOS software so that they can hopefully crack into the phone of one of the murderers during the San Bernardino shootings from December. Virgil writes on his blog, "Now it turns out the Justice Department has filed additional motions asking courts to force Apple to undermine the security of 12 more iPhones related to unknown legal cases throughout the country. The undisclosed cases are not related to terrorism, which means that the FBI director outright lied when he stated that the case of the San Bernardino shooting was the one and only case in which Apple would be required to insert a backdoor into the operating system." So I'm actually a little surprised that it's this soon. And with the whole Apple versus FBI thing having blown up literally, 48 hours ago or something like that, not very long ago, that now all of a sudden they're asking for 12 more. They didn't even hold off until this current situation had resolved.
Of course not. We can get access to the phones. They're just frothing.
Well, right. And, you've got these other phones out there, which is more evidence that they can't get into them, right? The question is, did the FBI really, are they unable to crack this?
I don't even think it's that they're actually, looking to solve cases. They just want the dominance. They just want to break into people's phones and look at stuff. We broke the phone.
Well, they can simply say it's always been the right thing to do, but now there's this sensationalist thing that has moved the whole country. They can use it as an opportunity to see that justice is done, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Apple no longer stores encryption keys for user devices, and keys are now derived based on the passwords. Yeah.
That's the real thing. The only reason why they can even do this with this one particular phone is because it's an iPhone 7. It's a really old, out-of-date phone. They can't do this. If the government were asking for this for an iPhone, with the more recent iOS additions, Apple would have been like, well, sorry, we can't help you. Not possible.
Right. They can't break their own encryption. That's part of why it sells. That's part of why it's valuable to people.
But they couldn't. They also couldn't. What it is they can't install. It's with the iPhone 7, the way that the OS was written at the time, they are able to retroactively update the firmware without completely wiping the phone. With the newer versions, essentially, the only way that they could wedge a firmware in there that would allow them to do this, essentially what the feds are asking for is a firmware update to the phone that removes what Apple has built in, a security feature that stops what's called a brute force attack. Since we've been talking about hacking, I'll just go ahead and say what this is, what the government's looking to do. A brute force attack
where you just try a bunch of different passwords
over and over and over again, rapid fire succession. Now, Apple has prevented this by basically rate limiting the speed at which passwords can be entered. So it takes a couple seconds between passwords. And when you're talking about the level of encryption, even with a four-digit passcode, right? With a numbered passcodes, you're talking about 10,000 numbers.
A lot of possible combinations.
Combinations, and if you're rate limited for, that's exponentially adding seconds to the number of times between password entries, it could take a really long time. But if they remove the password limiting, it'll take seconds. Now, if this person has an actual passcode, and it's more than 11 characters, well, we'll see in a couple million years. Because they're not key. It doesn't matter. Even if they get in, if it's not a four-digit number, then forget about it. But I think maybe that old version of iOS, it had to be a number, so.
Well, we know there's a dozen phones now that they want to get into, so they can't. They apparently can't crack it. What were you going to say, Johnny?
Apple allows the government to get into most people's iCloud accounts, right? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Apple's, obviously Apple is not really just rolling over for the government for this stuff. And neither is Google, by the way.
The toll-free number tonight here, your thoughts on the Apple situation. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username tonight here is lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The federal government wants more than just one phone. They've got a dozen more that they'd really like Apple to just go right ahead and crack for them. They really like that. Because apparently Apple's encryption has foiled the FBI's hackers. And you can join us also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you're online and you're doing online shopping at Amazon, then how would you like to save 20%? Because it's super easy to do by going to saveatpurse.com. Now, what you have to do at SaveAtPurse is you have to use Bitcoin to make your Amazon purchases. But because you do that, you're getting 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50% off of your purchases. I've gotten quite a range myself, and it has been fantastic. So get started at saveitpurse.com. That's saveitpurse.com. So again, 12 more phones. The FBI is never going to be enough. They're going to want to have all of the phones if they want them. And then, of course, the NSA would also likely get access to all of the phones. And you know, you could argue maybe the NSA already has access to it. So you probably want to use as much security on your phone as you possibly can.
You know, Ian, speaking of encryption and speaking of Bitcoin, in the news they say that there's been sort of a war on cash with the large denomination euro notes and the American $100 note being proposed for elimination.
Yeah, I heard some activist group was proposing that to happen. You know, that's why they got rid of the $500 and the $1,000 notes. Same reason was, oh, they could be used with drug dealing. So that was in the news. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. San Bernardino, California, according to UPI, FBI investigators said a password reset on the San Bernardino shooter's iCloud account connected to his iPhone early in the investigation may have lost them the opportunity to extract weeks' worth of information from the device. The FBI said Saturday, despite that misstep, the Bureau's goal remains to extract as much evidence as possible from the shooter's phone. The chaotic wake of the December 2nd shooting that left 14 dead, the Bureau had San Bernardino County reset the password to the phone's iCloud account.
I mean, I really hope that they can actually get this information because it's going to unkill all those people.
Well, what are you getting at there?
What are they going to accomplish? Like, what's the? I mean, essentially what they're shooting for is we want to break the security on billions of phones so that we can accomplish nothing.
Right.
What are they going to accomplish? Are you going to unkill 14 people with your security breaches?
Isn't the shooter dead as well? Did any of them survive it?
I mean,
I don't think they did.
Yeah. What do you hope to? We've learned that he was, planning to buy this ammunition for a week before the shooting. Great, thanks for the information, you idiots. You know,
yeah,
like,
this is about the access. This is about getting into your phone, if that's what they want.
I mean, it's just like, okay, just stop.
By resetting the county-owned phone, both the county and the FBI eliminated any possibility of retrieving data beyond October 19th through an auto backup feature, experts say. On December 6th, in an effort to recover data from the iPhone 5C, the FBI asked a San Bernardino County technician to reset the phone's iCloud password. The action precluded any possibility of an automatic backup to their servers, which might have turned up more clues about why or how the attack occurred, says the Washington Post.
I mean, I guess the supposed thought is that somehow they could get information about whether or not they, like, this guy was part of a cell.
Yeah.
Terrorist cell, and whether there'd be more planned attacks, but
doesn't seem likely.
No. It really doesn't.
I mean, if there were terrorists.
You think if they, you know, maybe if there was, this guy was communicating with people, you know, that there would be phone records. Hey.
Well, some phone companies don't actually save records of conversations like text messages beyond a certain number of days.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they would've got, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, unless the government comes to them in advance and they, you know, request that they save something, they're generally not saving it.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean,
most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there, maybe there are some that save them all. Obviously, if you're going
AT&T.
To be using, well, whatever the case is, if you're going to be using text messaging, then you want to use Signal, which is an app that you can download. And
if you're a terrorist planning an attack, Ian's got some advice for you.
No, I think Signal is something that everyone should use if they want to keep their communications secret. If you want to get your communications off of the servers, basically,
right.
of the cell phone companies, you use Signal, and then no one can look at your communications
right.
and route.
Yeah.
I'm glad America is a place where a company like Apple can get some traction for taking a stand like this. about saying, no, we won't assemble a team.
I mean, the
to do this work for you, despite what the court says, or we're at least going to appeal it.
I think it's really good that they're taking a stand. I think it's really good that companies like Google, you know, put together this, you know, the transparency report, which is where they publish all the government requests that are made for information. So they're publishing how often, you know, the government is forcing Google to answer and make any of these sorts of information. Mm-hmm. You know, how often they're required to report on people or provide info. So that's good. But I think what's really interesting and ridiculous is that the conversation has come down to whether or not encryption is a right. Whether or not people should have the right to communicate through encrypted channels, right? And the thing is that's crazy is like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, you can make it illegal, but you can't stop it. Mathematics is math. Sorry.
It boils down to the question of, do you have the right to control what you have? And you have a computer that allows you to do all of these things.
Right.
The crime is still going to happen. Your things are still going to get stolen, even if you give all of your keys to the government.
And you've got Tor, of course, which is a way that people can anonymously...
Tor is encryption. If they outlaw encryption, that would be a crime.
To have the browser...
Tor at all, to use encrypted communications of any kind. Telegram, Signal, Black Phone.
Yeah, but
Silent
would they be
Circle?
Able to tell that they're encrypted communications?
Because your ISP wouldn't be able to snoop and watch and see all the traffic and communication. It would be gibberish. Therefore, you must be using some kind of encryption.
Is that necessarily the case?
We can't spy on you. Therefore, you must be using encryption. So you're under arrest.
Couldn't you?
I've always assumed that any time you encrypt stuff you're uploading or downloading, it's seen the big chunk of data. It's just unrecognizable.
So you're saying if you use Pig Latin, you're under arrest. You're encrypting your communications over the radio.
The answer is everybody should encrypt everything.
But that's a pretty scary idea, though, saying that it would somehow be illegal just to not use plain text or whatever, just the data unencrypted over the internet.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What would that mean? Like, you can't send your password encrypted? You have to have an unencrypted.
That would be crazy if they did that.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's the height of supreme idiocy and lunacy. I mean, it's just morons running the show is what it is. I mean, it's like, well, you can build their back doors into the encryption. It doesn't make a difference. No. We're protecting against hackers. There are bad people that want to use this stuff. We can't just give you access and not expect somebody else to use it.
Yeah, and sometimes the bad people are working for the federal government.
Right.
You know, they're corrupt cops, like we saw in the Ross Ulbricht case. There's no shortage of corrupt cops out there. And so having the ability to protect yourself from bad people is certainly valuable, and thank goodness Apple is standing up. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can also do it via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. You can bring up what you want, whether it's things we've been discussing, like teenage hackers or Apple versus the FBI, 855-450-3733. We have Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, just visit amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. You can get behind the show. You can help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and expand our satellite coverage around the globe. So exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that is something that excites you, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. You'll get access to special bonuses as well. It's amp.freetalklive.com. In the Salt Lake Tribune, changing gears from technology here to sort of almost the reverse of it in some ways, polygamous church. Leaders have been indicted, arrested for food stamp fraud. In a case that some say could destroy Utah's largest polygamous sect, federal prosecutors on Tuesday announced indictments against leaders and members of the Polygamous Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on charges related to food stamp fraud. Lyle Jeffs, who's been running the FLDS for his imprisoned brother, is one of nearly a dozen people named in an indictment that was unsealed Tuesday while FBI agents and sheriff's deputies searched businesses in Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona, that are owned by members of the FLDS. Also indicted was Seth Jeffs, brother to both Lyle and FLDS President Warren Jeffs, the religion's president and prophet, and who is serving a sentence of up to life in prison. plus 20 years. I recall that name, Warren Jeffs. Just didn't remember any of the details. It's been a long time. I know we definitely talked about him in the past. Life in prison plus 20 years in Texas for crimes related to marrying and sexually abusing underage girls. So they're going after these guys again for food stamp fraud. And I've learned something about food stamp fraud from TJ the Spy recently, who tells me that apparently if you get food stamps, you can't actually share the food with other people or something like that. So I don't know if that's what's going on in this particular situation with these food stamp fraud charges.
I've gotten the feeling that since the collapse of 2008, regulations on food stamps have lightened greatly to increase
the... But they're easier to get?
That they're easier to spend.
Meaning that you can spend them on, what, more items than previous?
I feel like I have memories of signs at Sears, for example, or someplace that did not sell food, saying that they accepted EBT. Maybe it was just for the Snickers that they were selling at the counter. I suppose that's possible.
I know a lot of places, like the... I feel like the Goodwills and like used places, sometimes they'll accept EBT for like clothing and stuff like
really?
That. Really? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what all the rules are, and apparently these guys broke some of them, or at least that's what the state is alleging, sort of rounding up these FLDS members. Quote, if they're finally going to prosecute Lyle and the leaders of the church, it'll eventually bring the church down, said Wallace Jeffs, the half-brother who was expelled from the church. He says, quote, this pretty much cuts the head off of the snake. But will it? You know, if you go around and you arrest all of the leaders, the purported leaders of an organization, is that really going to end it? Would that
depends
work?
On the type of organization.
Well, would that work with the Free State Project?
Probably not.
You know, the Free State Project, the idea of getting liberty-oriented people to move to New Hampshire, but then they do whatever they want to do. So if someone appears to be a leader, it's not any kind of like organizational structure that was forced on anyone. There are people who will come up with, you know, an idea for some sort of activism that they want to do, and then other people will jump on board. But ultimately, no one is ever forced. There's no agreement when you come here that you're going to do what someone else wants you to or what some board of directors says that you have to do. So, you know, if you can't really cut the heads off of a decentralized movement. And I don't know if this movement would be decentralized or if there are, you know, other FLDS folk who would rise to control whatever organization is left. You know, I don't know if it's one of those things like, you know, how big is the FLDS? What's the population of it? These are questions I have no answers to.
Well, related to what we were saying earlier, I just found a little list of things. 11 things you didn't know you could buy with an EBT card.
Okay.
So the list has starts with Quesarito, a Taco Bell. Apparently you can accept EBT or several of them or all of them. Bail. Apparently, a lot of places you can use EBT.
You can pay bail with EBT.
Bail, yeah. And EBT.
That's pretty funny.
Lingerie. Apparently, there's a store called Kiss My Lingerie in Gonzales, Louisiana, that accepts EBT. KFC. Well, it makes sense. Taco Bell accepts it. KFC makes sense that KFC would as well. Payless Shoe Source is known for their buy one, get one sales, and they also accept EBT.
Wow.
Strip clubs, apparently. The New York Post reported on Freedom of Information requests revealed that welfare civilians were regularly making EBT withdrawals at the ATMs near and inside infamous porn shops, liquor stores, lounges, and hookah parlors. So technically it doesn't break the law because of the cash assistance program.
Now, some would say that there's nothing wrong with taking food stamps. That, you know, if you paid into the system, that it's no big deal. You've already put money in. Why not take the money back out?
There's no such thing as a free lunch, Ian.
What do you mean?
We'd all be horrified by the idea of what these LDS men did, but is it partly because they had control over other people's food, which seems like such a seductive power that allowed them to do some of the other things that maybe they did?
Yeah, it could be.
By the way, the Pew Research says there are about 14 million Mormons worldwide.
14 million Mormons, but how many of them are FLDS? How many of them are this particular denomination or cult?
My mistake, I don't know.
There are two more good ones on this list.
Okay.
Starbucks. Not a Starbucks location, like a regular Starbucks location, but if it happens to be inside of a Target, then Starbucks can be considered a grocery item, so the taxpayer can pay for, you know, someone who really shouldn't be buying Starbucks to get Starbucks. And coming soon, pot. So apparently,
EBT for pot.
Yeah, in Colorado, there's some place, apparently Colorado pop shop called Right Greens has already taken steps to officially accept EBT. So soon, you know, people's tax money will be going towards, you know, Starbucks and pot and strippers.
Well, pot is just a flower. You know, it's being sold as, sure. as pot. Sure. Certainly all natural.
Let's just spend all the tax money on all the things.
So, they're certainly involved with some alleged EBT fraud. What does that mean? Does that mean that the ladies of whatever the polygamous group were ordering, you know, food or bringing food in, and they were then being controlled by the men in the groups? And if the men are controlling the food, then it's like illegal because you can't give the food to other people, because there's supposedly some rule saying that you have to just kind of eat the food yourself. I don't know if that's true. That's just what I've heard.
I have no idea.
So I'm assuming they committed some kind of fraud, and I actually do not know the details.
I've just got really stupid things going through my head. I'm thinking like Aretha Franklin, like R-E-S-P-E-B-T, money don't mean nothing to me.
Wikipedia says there's 6,000 to 10,000 members of the fundamentalist church. Yes.
So, I mean, it seems a little optimistic to think that you're just going to arrest a handful of them and cut the head off the snake. Wouldn't they grow more heads on, you know, the proverbial snake? I would think so. Hilldale and Colorado City, collectively known as Short Creek, are home to the FLDS Church. Isaac Weiler, a former member of the church, says it appears to be the largest law enforcement raid in the town since 1953, when Arizona authorities arrived to arrest the polygamists. Quote, there are officers all over town, he said. Jeffs and a number of church leaders and members were arrested Tuesday in Utah and South Dakota. According to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, each of the 11 people indicted face one count of conspiring to defraud the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and on one charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the FLDS Church. You can also talk teen hackers and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Also, Skype username tonight is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Johnson.
We're talking about the folks in the FLDS Church, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's been a
magical
while.
Magical underwear.
Yeah, I imagine they do that. They do that. These guys are the fundies of the Mormon Church, and we've discussed them in the past. It's been quite a while, I think, a number of years since they've really come up here on Free Talk Live. But over the decade plus that we've been doing the show, we've definitely been following along with the...
I have a shocking story from 2012.
With the same group?
With Warren Jeffs of the FLDS.
Okay. Who's now in prison.
That seems to be... I've just read the sensational headlines.
Hold the thought. We'll get to the shocking story here. Let's go first to Charlie in Arizona. Charlie, are you up that way in Arizona where these FLDS folks are?
Oh, yeah. I've been kind of living with this thing for years and years now. I mean, it is Mojave County, and the border is probably not more than 150 miles from where I'm at. So, Mojave County. So, in fact, I heard the story tonight on the local news, but first I want to set you straight on the EBT SNAP cards. There's two portions to the EBT cards. There's cash and food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people buying stuff at like Salvation Army or the lingerie store or Payless, they're using the cash benefit. Or ATM, that you just like a bank card. But
so you have to go to an ATM. You use that to take out cash. Is there? I've heard there's like a $200 a month limit for the EBT. Is that total, or is that just for the food? Do you know?
It depends on circumstances, I guess. And they make it very difficult for cash. I mean, it's. I don't know anybody that gets cash, but as far as the food's concerned, you can buy any grocery item at a place that sells, that takes SNAP cards. You cannot buy hot food, and you can buy soda pop and candy, and you can buy ice cubes. You cannot buy block ice, though.
Interesting. I'm sure there's this ridiculous, arbitrary list of things that the government has come up with. Thank you, Charlie, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Some bureaucratic board likely sat down and went through some, you know, just arbitrarily decided what people would and
I think it's also known as prepared food.
Prepared food. That is what's not allowed, correct?
Correct.
So, yeah, if you want to join us here, they're bringing people up on charges, and they actually get into some detail here from the indictment of what exactly they're being charged with. So 11 people indicted in the FLDS group, if you want to call them that, on one count of conspiring to defraud the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and one charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Prosecutors say church leaders ordered members to use their SNAP benefits to buy food and then give it to the FLDS storehouse, which is a communal clearinghouse that collects and distributes commodities to the community. The leaders tell church members they must obtain their food and household goods solely through the storehouse, the indictment alleges. So, yeah, it is what I had speculated earlier, was that essentially you've got the church elders who are ordering people to give over their EBT benefits, which would be the alleged violation, the criminal violation here. And that's why they're going around arresting these guys. The indictment is not about religion, says U.S. Attorney John Huber in a news release. The indictment is about fraud, he says. The indictment charges a sophisticated group of individuals operating in the Hilldale, Colorado City community who conspired to defraud a program intended to help low-income individuals and families purchase food. And they go through a long list of the various people who have been charged here. So, is there something that is morally wrong with defrauding the government?
I was wondering, I'm sitting here wondering whether or not the government should have any right to, like, if these people are buying the food and giving over the food, it almost seems to me like that's a legitimate religious freedom. If they believe that they have to get all their food from the storehouse, then why shouldn't they be able to buy the food and give it to the storehouse? I mean, if the storehouse is going to give them back the food and they're still being helped by the storehouse.
So you're saying religious freedom should preempt the government's rules in this case?
Maybe. I don't know.
You can't hand over your food to someone else?
I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe religious freedom is the First Amendment, and that means that it should definitely preempt.
I think it's probably wrong, and I think it's probably wrong to defraud any person, but if you're only defrauding a collective like a society or a government, then that's no wrong at all.
I wonder if it's really fraud. I mean, if they tried to say, well, we have to do this. This is part of our religion. We give this food over. Or did they just lie? You know, was there more of a process here than the government is saying? You know, did they actually go and try to do this in advance to say, like, we are going to be setting up the storehouse and this is how we're going to use our EBT benefits? And they said, well, if you do that, you can't have any. Well, but it's our religion. We have to do this. And we still need the benefits. We're poor. Well, no, you can't. Okay, well, then we won't do that. We promise. You know, well, then, you know, it's sort of a different matter. It's not really, they're kind of, we're maybe pushed into or forced into defrauding. But I don't know if that's what happened. I'm just speculating.
Well, it sounds like the members of the church would have been pushed into it by the leaders or the elders.
Right, but they could have, what I'm saying is there could be this unspoken push that happened on the government side of things too. If they were, you know, forced into, you know, not being able to, like, if they were threatened with not being able to use their EBT if they did this. Like, if they were threatened with, if you donate your food to this shelter, you will no longer receive EBT because you can't. You have to spend the EBT on yourself, and you can't share the food. Well, then there's a certain force to that, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, but when you're getting involved with the state, you have to understand that then, you know,
right,
they're going to get involved in you. They want to know more about you if you want to ask them for benefits, which is why, personally, I'm not interested in doing it.
Right.
But I don't think that someone who does decide to go after some state welfare, I don't think they're wrong for doing it. I think maybe some libertarian types would look down on that.
Leftist scum.
I mean, do either of you guys look down on people who accept welfare?
No, you know, I think that you're just getting your money back from the state at that point for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that there are some people that are a little too handout,
right.
You know, they try and take every possible thing they can, and they aren't trying to better themselves, and they aren't trying to work. Those people are just losers, period. I mean, and they certainly do exist. I mean, there are people that are not trying to use the government handouts in order to get back on their feet. There are some people that just like, I'm going to live this way for the rest of my life.
Right. That's definitely one of the problems with government welfare.
You know?
It's hard to get at people's motives, which is the way to sort of understand them. But I think you have to forgive anybody who's not beating somebody up for the good of the collective.
Well, if they're using welfare, that's exactly what they're doing. Because
do
that
mean?
Money is
they're not beating
stolen.
Anybody up, though.
The money's already been stolen. I mean, it's already been stolen,
but you're creating a void that then needs to be filled by these same thugs. So, you know, it's debatable. And again, if you're using the money for a hand up and getting out of a situation, and you're just using it temporarily, and you are the type of person who has been paying into the system, and you're just getting your money back, then yes, that's not a person who's, you know, being a thug and beating other people up. But if you're a person who's just leeching off that system, then you're no better. You are a thug, because your intention is to live that way forever, which means that you're a thief.
Because at some point you would surpass the amount of money that you'd given into
the
system?
Sure, absolutely.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think the money would be there for them to leech if there weren't people.
It wouldn't be there for them to leech if it weren't being taken from other people by force.
Say that again, John.
It wouldn't be there for them to leech off of if the money weren't being taken from people by force in the first place. If it didn't come through taxes and it were a private charity, you can bet it wouldn't be there for people to just leech off of.
I think a private charity would have to discriminate very harshly about where their money went.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the FLDS Church would probably not get away with this. I mean, who knows for how long they've been doing this. They've just been brought up on these charges. I suspect they didn't just start trying to rip off this system a month ago.
Right.
This has probably been going on for quite a while. And so, you know, now they're stringing these guys up on charges. And what is it really going to do to put these people in prison? Then everyone who are the nearby taxpayers are then paying to support these people. They're still feeding them. If they're in prison, they're getting money from the state. They're getting food from the state. They're getting a place to stay.
They're getting state food stamp money funneled to their leadership to have disseminated the way that they want it.
They can sit in there and they can write to their flock.
Classic rent-seeking behavior, regardless of the fact that it is also tainted by an unpopular religion.
It has been Free Talk Live. You can join us again tomorrow night, same time, same place, online at freetalklive.com. Thank you, gentlemen. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.